I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, Dallas Stars 8, the San Jose Sharks 3 in front of a crowd of 17,435 at SAP Center at San Jose. Time now for our instant replay to tell you how it all happened. In the beginning of the game, the Sharks wanted to play a simplified style of hockey. They wanted to make sure they took short shifts. They wanted to make sure that they got behind the defense, and they wanted to be physical. And for the first couple of minutes, it worked. At 1:25 of the first period, William Eklund would put the Sharks in front. Macklin Celebrini is giving chase as the rest of his teammates change. It's tipped in front. Eklund scores! Celebrini got to the puck first after that Toffoli dump in, and Eklund, seeing that, just drove the center lane. Celebrini putting it right on the tape, and Eklund gets it by to Smith. 1-0 Sharks, 1:25 into the game. That was a great play by Tyler Toffoli, actually, as he fluttered the puck from the left wing side into the corner in a perfect timing play that got the puck to Celebrini, who read it. As he was skating toward the puck, he kind of took a look to see where Eklund was, and then he put it right on the play in front of a net. William Eklund ending a 10-game goalless drought with his 11th goal of a season. Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli assisted, and so Tyler Toffoli has points in five straight games, too.
Yeah, those guys are getting it done offensively, and yeah, what a play by Celebrini to just come in there with the look before and gets that smooth backhand right out into the middle of the three defenders there, William Eklund putting it in.
So the official award on that goal at 1:25, Eklund's 11th from Celebrini and Toffoli, 1-0 Sharks. Then 1 minute and 21 seconds later at 2:46, suddenly it was 2-0. And the Sharks skate from left to right. Here's Podorowski moving through center. Slips by a check, moving into the zone. Centering feet for Smith. Thrown to Zetterlin. He tried to put it in, and he scores! The first thing is the zone entry by Andrew Podorowski, and then Will Smith trying to poke it toward the net. Fabian Zetterlin got a second chance, and boy, what a celebration by Zetterlin as that opportunity slips by to Smith, and it's 2-0 Sharks at 2:46 of this game. Fabian Zetterlin's 15th of a season came at 2:46 of the first period from Will Smith and Andrew Podorowski. Podorowski, who was recalled leading the American Hockey League in scoring with the San Jose Barracuda, gets his first NHL point for the Sharks, and overall in his NHL career. Tonight was game number 9 for Andrew Podorowski. His third assist, still looking for his first goal, but that was a pretty nifty play.
That was really nice play. Showed his speed there going wide, and nice little vision with a backhand pass right into the middle with Will Smith, and Will Smith's shot gets blocked, but Zetterlin's there, nice second effort, and I thought that line as a whole actually played pretty good. I thought they were probably the most consistent line for the Sharks to generate offense and generate chances, and you know, they each end up with a point and even on the night, so they weren't a hindrance out there. That's tough to do in an 8-3 loss.
3 minutes hadn't even gone by on the clock, and the Sharks were already up 2-0. But as Mark Smith just indicated, the roof would cave in, and cave in pretty quickly. And Matt Duchene would get credit for his 21st goal of the season to start things at 3:02. But here come the Stars right back in, and they score! Right away, the Stars break into the Shark zone. A little high-low high play, and Matt Duchene should get credit for this as it gets by Vitek Vanacek, and the Stars at 3:02 of the first period are right back in this game. It's 2-1 Sharks. Not only were they right back in the game, they were starting to get into total command. Former Shark Mikael Granlund in his first game back at the tank since the big trade got the only assist on Matt Duchene's 21st of the season at 3:02, and we had a wild one on our hands. It would get even wilder at 10:08 when Jason Robertson, one of the top goal scorers against the Sharks over the last couple of years, would pick up one for Dallas. That would be his 20th of a season, assisted by Matt Dumba and also Leon Bischel. Bischel played really well today, his first of two assists on the game. But it got even worse after that. At 13:24, Mason Marchment, who spent a lot of his youth in San Jose when his dad Brian was playing for the Sharks, would come up with this fluky one. On the right board, Shark zone. Good check by Colin Graff. Works it free. Mason Marchment knocks down his man there. Liljegren, who toppled to the ice. And now it's at the side of the goal. They score! Mason Marchment, side of the goal, put it off of Vanacek. And Dallas takes a 3-2 lead. That's a classic case of the reverse hit, Mark Smith.
Yeah. Liljegren comes in there and... Mason Marchment just lays into him with the on the backside. Liljegren goes down, and wow, you got to really tip your hat to Mason Marchment there, fighting off three Sharks, bringing that puck from behind the goal, and just willing it into the net. One that the Sharks probably want back.
And so Marchment gets his 14th goal of a season, putting Dallas in front 3-2. That's how the first period would end, as Matt Duchene and Mikael Granlund were credited with assists on that tally. In the second period, the Sharks felt that they could really push and come back. But unfortunately, they would take a penalty as Will Smith took a call for 2 minutes delay of game over glass at 6:58. 32 seconds later, it was Duchene again. Faceoff dropped. Harley shoots to the net. Score! That might have been tipped in front, but that was just a quick faceoff win and a very quick wrist shot by Thomas Harley from 63 feet out. And somehow the puck is banked in. I think Duchene in front of the net might have gotten a piece of that. And it's going to be a 4-2 Dallas lead. Duchene indeed did get a piece of it on a play that they had planned from the faceoff win to the tip. Harley and Wyatt Johnston assisted on the play. Time of the goal, 7:30 of the second. That was the only power play goal of the game. Dallas finished 1-for-2 and the Sharks were 0-for-2. But that was a pretty tough goal to take at that point.
Yeah, we had just finished talking about how important faceoffs were, and sure enough, Sharks lose that one clean, and next thing you know, it ends up in your net. So that's the first thing about penalty killing. Win the faceoff.
And they didn't win that one, or they did win that one. Dallas did, but the Sharks' power play did not win the draw, and the result was what you just heard. Jamie Benn has been around the NHL for 16 years. He's won an Olympic gold medal. He won the Art Ross Trophy as the league's leading scorer 10 years ago. But right now, he has settled into a leadership role as the captain of this Dallas Stars team. And he's making subtle plays. He's not on the top line anymore, but he still makes big contributions. And he would make a huge contribution on this one at 15:42 of the second period as he got control of the puck and dropped it back to Maverick Bork. Dallas picks it back up, though, on the ricochet. Here's Jamie Benn across the Sharks' line. Drop pass, Maverick Bork shoots, score! 5-2 Dallas. Maverick Bork taking the drop pass from his captain, Jamie Benn. And Dallas is in command now with a 3-goal lead. 5-2 the score at that point. 15:42 gone by in the second period. Maverick Bork's eighth from Jamie Benn and Yevgeny Dodonov. And perhaps you can elaborate a little bit about what Benn did on that play as he dropped it back.
Well, a 2-on-2 play, and this is a little... Give the listeners at home a little bit of advice here. When you're on a 2-on-2 as a forward, you always want to crisscross. You want to go to the puck carrier, and you want to make something happen so you can throw the defense off. And that's exactly what Jamie Benn there does. He drives wide, drives in the middle. Bork comes in behind him, little drop pass there, and then Ben's not finished. Takes the defenseman's stick, Liljegren, I think it was, pulls it aside so Bork can just get an extra step on there, and Bork does the rest by firing a nice shot past Vanacek. But good stuff by the big guy.
Goal number 8 on the season for Maverick Bork, Jamie Benn, and Yevgeny Dodonov assisting. It was 5-2 in favor of Dallas at that point. Second period ended, 5-2. Third period started. A couple of big saves by the goaltenders. Wyatt Johnston would get his 16th of the season from Oscar Beck and Colin Blackwell at 11:20. That made it 6-2. Then at 12:33, a minute and 13 seconds later, it would be Thomas Harley who would get a beautiful wrist shot off on passes from Esa Lindell and Roope Hintz. Ninth goal of the season for Harley, who was spectacular tonight. And it was 7-2 in favor of Dallas. But then the Sharks would get on the board. And the fourth line, it was going to be depended on, didn't come through the middle of the game, did come through near the end. Here come the Sharks moving in 2-on-1. They score! The first shot by Grundstrom, the save made there by DeSmith, and the rebound banged in by Walker Duehr. And that gives the Sharks fans something to cheer about. 13 minutes exactly into the third period, Walker Duehr gets his second goal of the year and as a Shark, and that makes the score Dallas 7 and the Sharks 3. Walker Duehr's second from Carl Grundstrom and Ty Dellandrea. Grundstrom winning the puck on the left wing side. Got it toward the net very quickly. That was a key to it. I thought Grundstrom played well today.
Yeah, he was physical all night. A couple big hits out there. I know Dumba was chasing him around a little bit out there. But, you know what, nice for him to get rewarded there with a nice assist.
Walker Duehr again his second from Grundstrom and Dellandrea at 13 minutes. And as I said, it gave the Sharks fans something to cheer about, making the score 7-3. But the cheers lasted only 27 seconds. Now another tip towards the net by Celebrini, knocked aside. Headman feed for Dallas. Breakaway for Jamie Benn. The captain moving in. Shoot. Score! 8-3 Dallas. Jamie Benn bangs it in. He did indeed. His 14th goal of a season. The captain of the Stars finished out the scoring to make it 8-3 Dallas. Leon Bischel had his second assist. He finished +4 on the night. Very strong game for him. But that was the primary play. Just lifted it over the forecheckers and Benn was gone. Made a nice little deke. Got it by Vitek Vanacek. And the beleaguered goaltender looked behind him and saw it in the back of the net. Dallas wins by the score of 8-3. Shots on goal for the game, 34-26 in favor of Dallas. And it was a season-high 8 goals allowed at home for Sharks hockey. And as far as the series against the Stars is concerned, this game matched the most goals by the Stars franchise in Northern California in history. The only other time was when the North Stars scored 8 goals at the Cow Palace on October the 17th, 1991. And then when you take a look at the fact that the Sharks had a 2-0 lead, Mark Smith, they win 86.2% of the time in that situation in their lifetime, and now they've lost 2 in a row in that scenario this year.
Yeah, that stings, definitely. And I think the Sharks, I think, were maybe thinking that it was going to be a little bit easier than it was and kind of let their foot off of the gas. And wow, when you do that against a team like the Dallas Stars, it doesn't take long for them to get back in it, and they just got rolling and didn't stop.
Final score, Dallas 8, the Sharks 3. Stars now are 35-18-2. They've got 72 points. They're way behind Winnipeg in the battle for first place in the Central Division, but this was an important win for Pete DeBoer's team as they were just ahead of the wild card race and they wanted to get some separation, so obviously it's an important victory. As for the Sharks, another tough loss to take. They drop back to 15-35-7. They have 37 points at the bottom of the Pacific Division standings. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.